Oh, no. No. Oh, come on, that's not fair. I can't believe you died. You choked on a biscuit. A biscuit. A biscuit that I... Oh, no. Oh, no, you're dead. You're dead. Oh, no. I mean, mortal. Now is your time. You choked on a biscuit. I mean, come on now. I am the Grim Reaper. I'm not really the Grim Reaper. I am the not-so-grim intern. But I've come to reap you because you're dead. You're dead. You died choking on a biscuit. A biscuit. I mean, really? A biscuit? I don't believe this. So you're dead. I mean, you're dead. I can't believe you're dead. I mean, a biscuit? You choked on a biscuit. I know I keep... You know, you're meant to be a bit more respectful. I am the Grim Reaper. Well, just because I'm an intern doesn't mean that I don't know what I'm doing. Well, it's not a safety guard on my scythe. It's just, I had an accident. I cut myself and then, well, look, it's really sharp, okay? I need to be so mean. Sorry, I know you're probably quite stressed right now. I mean, you're dead. Because you choked on a biscuit. A biscuit. I mean, really? A biscuit. That is what kills you. A sodding biscuit that I left for you. No. We are neutral. We are impartial. We do not kill. We just reap. I did not kill you. I did not kill you. I saved you. I save you all the time. You? No, I don't save you because I am the Grim Reaper's not so grim intern. And I reap. I don't save you. What? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, what? Near-death experiences? Well, you know, that's perfectly normal to have a couple. To have 28. I mean, happens to everyone. I have them all the time. But that's probably because I'm near death, standing next to death. And sometimes I forget that he's there and he speaks. And he's like, no, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, I mean, lots of people survive falling off the cliff. That is not exactly deadly. Well, I think it's perfectly reasonable that there was a bouncy castle at the bottom of the cliff. I mean, why wouldn't there be a bouncy castle? Just something nice and soft to break your fall. Oh. I mean, yes. Scientifically, a fall from that height should have... The impact should have been a lot softer. But I mean, it was just a very bouncy castle. And I mean, nothing to do with me. I don't know where it came from. No. And people survive falling out of planes all the time. And what were you doing by the exit, by the way? That was dumb. Not that I was watching you. Well, everyone survives falling out of a plane. Everyone. Everyone who has fallen out of a plane survives. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's perfectly reasonable. It's perfectly reasonable that you were saved by flying corgis. I mean, I saw a clip of a corgi with wings. I didn't know it wasn't real. Not that it had anything to do with me and stuff. And falling buildings, people survive those all the time. Just all the time. I don't know. I mean, what were you doing in a... I mean, I didn't know you were on a date. And your date survived. Unfortunately. I mean, I am completely impartial. I am neutral. I reap. I do not kill. It's not my fault that her dress was ruined by all the dust. I mean, she should be thankful that she's still alive and she's just making a fuss. So, you know, that's not the kind of person that you want to go out with. She's very superficial. You need someone with depth. I have depth. Not that you should date me. Unless you wanted to. But you're dead. Because you choked on a biscuit. A biscuit! A biscuit! I did not see this coming. And I have read your book from cover to cover. Well, you see, everyone has a book. And the book lists all the ways that they could die. And I came up with an action plan for every single one. But nowhere on that page did it say death by biscuit. I mean, why would you choke on... Oh, hi, Death. You can't see him. He's right there. You really... He 10 foot tall. Skeleton. Really sharp. Scythe. Big white horse. You can't see him. But you're dead. Death? They can't see you. Because they're not dead. I'm pretty sure they are dead. I checked this time. Because of what happened last time. I made sure to double check that they were dead. And that they're dead. They're not dead. But I'm reaping them. I've taken the safety cap off the scythe. I'm going to reap them, so you can go. I will definitely reap them this time. No. I didn't save them because I am your intern and I'm not a guardian angel. I didn't get into that intern program. Not that I tried to, because the deaf internship is great. I mean, it definitely wasn't at the bottom of my list. I mean, okay, it wasn't my first choice, but that's just because it's really sharp. And I'm a bit clumsy. And I don't really look great in black because I'm really pale. But I mean, I it's really warm. This robe is so warm. And I get it. Bones, you don't have a lot of... I just mean you might get chilly. But I'm loving the job. I'm just not... I mean, it's just some people are hard to reap and they're really pretty. Not you. I'm sorry, what? An intervention. You're holding an intervention. Why? No? I do not have a crush. I do not have a crush. That would not be professional. And I am a professional. I have a robe. I have a scythe. Well, it's not a crush. It's just really pretty and really funny and sweet. And they make me feel wibbly. Did you kill them because I have a crush? I'm so sorry. I was saying sorry to you, not to Death, and then Death, I don't think it works that way. I don't know how to ask people out. I'm not very... Really? Just... But I reap them! Okay, I didn't reap them. Just ask them out. Hi! Talking to you this time, not Death. So, you are not dead. And that's why you can't see him, because you're not dead. Which is great, right? You should celebrate. You should go out and celebrate. Why don't I take you out to celebrate that you're not dead? Oh no, I'm human. I am mortal. It's just, well, my mother, it's complicated. Very complicated. I'm half human. And, well, it's complicated. But I am completely human, and we should celebrate, because, you know, my biscuit didn't kill you and you didn't die. Yeah, that biscuit was for me. Whoa. Mystery admirer is a bit far. I just sent you a lot of gifts and leave a name. Which does kind of sound like a mystery admirer. One second. Death. I can handle it. I am not messing it up. I'm going to ask them out. Okay? Death, just chill, okay? Have some chill. Death has no chill. Sorry, Death. But it's true, Death. You have no chill. Sorry, that was quite disrespectful. Sorry. So I'm your secret admirer, and I didn't kill you, so we should celebrate. We should go on a date. I mean, would you... Well, really? You would? No, Death wouldn't come along. I mean, no, it would just be us. Just us, just... Unless you did something stupid and died. And if you did, don't worry, because there is a loophole. There is. If you die, you can challenge Death to a game, and if you win, you live. And I know that Death is really bad at Dark Souls 2. No, I am not good at Dark Souls 2. This might not... Wait. Death, what other games are you bad at? Oh, come on, I won't tell anyone. Well, I mean, I will tell them, but that's only because they're really pretty. Really? Really? Minecraft? But you get killed by sheep. Who gets killed by sheep? Okay. Apparently, he's really bad at Minecraft. I mean, he gets killed by sheep. You have to be really bad at Minecraft to be killed by sheep. But great. So... Should we go on our day? Yay. Let me just take the robe off. Oh, wait. Death, am I still on the clock? Oh, you're the best. Oh, you are. You are. What I said about you not having any chill, I was wrong. You are super chill. You are chill. I'll see you later. What? Am I forgetting something? No. Oh, here's the scythe. Thank you. Oh, that, I cut myself on it again. Well, it's really sharp. Okay, I will see you tomorrow. Great. Okay, I'm good to go. Oh. I don't have any money. Wait. Death, do you want to have a quick game of poker? Oh, I promise I won't fleece you this time. I totally will. Oh, that's a bit rude. What's this? Ooh, an advance on my wages! You are super chill. Okay, I've got cash. Let's go party! Only not, because I'm not really a party animal. How about we go for tea? No biscuits, just cake. And if you die, Minecraft. It's a solid gold plan. Yay!